Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dodge. Now, this chat comes as U.S. stocks have fallen the most since Donald Trump's election. This also coming ahead of this week's vote by the U.S. House of Representatives to overhaul Obamacare. So how will that vote, this week's vote, how will that feed into your outlook on policy risk?
Well, good morning, Han. Well, the most pressing concern involves President Trump's agenda. And that is why Thursday's House vote on Obamacare is going to be crucial. Make no mistake about this. A defeat in the Thursday vote would send a clear signal that the rest of his agenda, taxes, the budget, infrastructure, all of it, could be in trouble. But Trump is making all the right moves so far. He went to the Hill yesterday to personally fight for the bill. It's part of an orchestrated process that will give him a victory. Hopefully will give him a victory on Thursday, showing that he still has some clout after the Comey hearing, despite the Comey hearing. Then comes the really heavy lifting when the Senate gets involved, and then there'll have to be back and forth between the House and the Senate. But if we get to that point, even though the process of eventually getting the new Obamacare reaction through, Trump will have won the process, and he'll still have Washington behind him.
But it's not that like we are entering uncharted territory here, huh? Because, you know, in recent past, you've got those core challenges on President Trump's proposed immigration policies. So how will this week's vote differ from the other hurdles that President Trump's policies had to endure recently?
Well, you talk about the other hurdles. The biggest one is there is a guarantee now that the alleged Russian collusion with the Trump campaign will dominate the headlines for months. But it's had no real impact on the stock market. The concerns the stock market are dealing with are the actual Trump agenda and also the geopolitical risk as the U.S. prepares some major new sanctions against North Korea, and that could provoke North Korea's unstable leadership. So that really is of more concern. But in terms of what Trump has to deal with, should the markets care about the hearings and about what's going on? Not yet. A steady drumbeat of more leaks and more Trump tweets, that could damage Trump so badly that his presidency might appear critical. But we're not at that point yet. In 2 months' time, Neil Gorsuch could be the Supreme Court, could be on the Supreme Court. We could have the Obamacare reform very much alive. Even though Trump's approval now is below 40% positive, his base has not wavered. And the fact that the Democrats are trying to get stronger in their concern about Trump is just bringing his base even more adamant and more stronger together. So far, Republicans in Washington, although they're horrified by the Russia story and about Trump's tweeting, will the GOP jump ship? Not yet. But clearly, Thursday's vote could be a game changer for what's going on in Washington and the perception of Trump.
Now, also on Thursday, March 23rd, Janet Yellen set to make a speech here. So now you have mentioned the Trump factor. What about the Fed then? Are they relevant this week? I guess, in other words, what can she say to perhaps seize the dollar's recent decline?
Well, Han, I think there's very little that she can do to change. She can support by continuing to appear non-political and having her own agenda based on the facts. right now, the weaker dollar, that has caught the attention of the market. But perhaps that is because growth is beginning to percolate in Europe, and there's not much she can do about that. And so her perspective this week, particularly on the 23rd, when you're having more action than just her speech, she's going to play low ball at this point. She's not going to be as important. She's going to have to defer to the politics, to geopolitical risk, to what's going on from the political side. So it would be better for her not to try to make an impact on the weaker dollar at this point, because there are other forces that are going to be much more powerful with regard to the direction of the dollar.
Now, you mentioned Europe, which brings me to my next question here. What's your political risk outlook in Europe, given the outcome of the recent Dutch elections and also the recent French presidential debate? And after all, we did see the euro strengthen over the last 24, 48 hours or so. So what's your political risk outlook there?
My political risk is improving. There was a snap opinion poll that was conducted just at the end of Monday night's televised debate. It suggested that viewers found the centrist candidate, Macron, the more convincing, and betting markets largely are following suit and they're suggesting that Ms. Le Pen's odds of winning are diminishing. But even if she were to win ultimately, the euros, as the political concerns are seeing as easing. She has stated that she wants the French to be behind departure if there is a vote, and so far they are not. There are substantial constitutional barriers. There is a great difference in French polls, and what's happening with the French polls, there's a much greater difference than there was in the Brexit and the Trump election. So we suspect that there is more probability that the election will be more favorable towards the euro and to the community as opposed to the potential win of Ms. Le Pen.
Now, also, we've got UK inflation data for February coming in at 2.3%, breaking above that central bank's, the BOE's 2% target for the first time in 3 years. Here's a two-pronged question for you. Do you see this above-average inflation being a trend for the UK moving forward? And secondly, what are the kind of risks to the reflation theme that we're seeing across the globe right now?
Yes, I do see it as being continuing risk, and I do suspect that by the end of 2017, inflation will reach 2.8 to 3%. When you look at the actual figures of this time, all were focused on the good side of the UK CPI: food, fuel, recreation, and cultural prices. Specifically, the laptop prices, all taken together. They're all sensitive to the sterling because the UK imports all of that product on that side. So domestic cost pressures will remain pretty muted at this point. Wage growth remains, when you look at wage growth, it remains very muted, and inflation is running basically at the same pace as wage growth. So there's going to be a real income squeeze, and that's coming through big time. There will be greater impact and sooner than the Bank of England expected, as you were saying. But I do not expect to have a major change or a major reaction to it, given the attendant circumstances. I think that we are looking 2.7 to 2.9% inflation by the end of the year.
All right. So given that all we have discussed, and just to summarize your position here, given what's happening with UK inflation, the political risk in Europe, what's happening with Donald Trump and also the Fed, how are you going about your trades or investments in the near term?
In the near term, Han, my perspective is much shorter term in nature than it has been for some time. The market is innocent until proven guilty. Trump is now going to have to start to produce in one way or another, and it's not what he actually produces, because politics is a matter of diplomacy and getting some work done and some advances done. It's a perception of his success. So what we're seeing now from a short-term point of view, there's now a trend towards selling rally and buying pullbacks more as a trade and taking profits as opposed to taking longer-term positions. What we're seeing right now, retail is getting hit big time. And so we're suspecting that from a trading point of view, they'll be on the short side. On the longer term, there will be buying on the pullback in retail. That is one of the more obvious ones. And then the other one, oil as an industry, is more like it continues to be like a commodity. We do see some rallies, but they're not longer term in nature, and they're now being used as selling opportunities. So right now, much shorter term in nature, there's more selling rally within the market as opposed to buying pullbacks.
Good stuff there. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was Dodge Dorlin, Chief Investment Officer at Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.